This is Eric Heemsoth with National Rock Review. In the house with me, I have the guys from Like a Storm, talking to Matt Brooks and Chris Brooks. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Good, How you doing?
I just want to say, first off, congratulations for being the highest charting New Zealand band in U.S. history.
Thank you.
It's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, it's a great feeling, man. We never expected that or anything, and it's just awesome to be touring here.
And the fact that you guys are independent, doing it all on your own, coming to America and not knowing anyone.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, you know, we came here not knowing anyone, and we had a lot of people who showed us a lot of support and helped us out a lot on the way, and we're very grateful for them, and Eric's one of them. So thanks, man.
No problem. Glad I could help. Now, I just read somewhere recently you guys signed a record deal in America with Century Media. Is that correct?
We did, yeah.
And how did that come about?
Oh, it was cool, man. I mean, the success of Love the Way You Hate Me and stuff took us all kind of by surprise, and as you know, the Banana started playing it on their Cage Match, and after then, it just started doing better and better, and then more and more labels started getting in touch with us, more and more managers started to get in touch with us. But it was really important for us to maintain a lot of, you know, the control and just the ethos of doing it ourselves, something we've been working towards while we've been touring here. So we didn't want to, you know, sign with somebody else who didn't get our vision and wouldn't allow us to make the kind of music we want to make. So, you know, they came up to see one of the shows, and we got on with them really well, and we really like what they've been doing, and they're really keen for us to keep making albums the way we were making them, and let us see our music. It was cool.
Now, I also read somewhere that the recording of the new album, apparently you were doing it somewhere here in Michigan. Is that correct?
Oh, I don't know where
at a top secret location. I mean, what's cool is that, you know, Chaos Theory Part 1 we made on the road. And so we have the mobile recording thing down, and we actually prefer that to being in a studio. You know? So we were able to find a top secret and very scenic location and hole up there and record. It was just awesome.
I heard it's a house on a lake.
It is, man. They said it's kind of funny because they were like, well, what studio do you guys want to do the new songs in? And we said, like, just find us a house on a lake. That's where we want to do it. So
did they find the house here, or did you guys find it?
They found it.
That investigative journalism, really probing for those questions.
They found an awesome place, and it was like the perfect environment. So.
All right. Anything with an anticipated release date on the album?
I think around
October has been
that soon.
Has been the talk, yeah.
That's why we've been so busy, man. That's why, you know, we've been touring with Sick Puppies, just finished with them, and every night we'd be going back to the hotel room and working on the music till like 7 in the morning, and then getting like 3 hours sleep and hitting the road.
Now, since the last time I saw you guys, I noticed you have a newer drummer, Jesse Shelley.
Yeah.
Yep. How did you find Jesse, and where did he come from?
He's actually from Indiana, but we met him through a friend of a friend. You know, it's sort of a network of musicians, I suppose, and he's just been an awesome fit, so we've had a great time. He's been touring since he was like 11 years old, so he, you know, he's like a machine, and we love playing with him. Looking forward to playing with him today.
Now, is he playing drums on the new album, the recording?
No, actually, Roy's playing drums on the new
album. Awesome. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you keep that friendship with him.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
no,
we love Roy. We just played with Roy the last few shows we did.
So, cool.
Yeah.
Now, will there ever be a Chaos Theory Part 2?
Well, there was going to be, and that's what we started on, and that's eventually what will end up being the full release, is just those two put together.
So, and that's tentatively titled Awaken the Fire?
Yeah.
So Awaken the Fire will be everything from Chaos Theory Part 1 and then the new stuff that you were recording.
Yeah.
So no official Chaos Theory Part 2. It's included into a full album.
It was just one of those things, man. We started working on it, and we always had the idea to do the two EPs. But I guess with the success of Love the Way You Hate Me, people were really hungry for just a full-length record.
Right.
And so we kind of figured, rather than try and release Part 2, and I mean, we're just getting exposed to so many people that have never heard us before, and so we really wanted them to just have a full-length record to be able to get that whole vision that I guess a lot of you guys have grown with us and seen, but try and get it all on one CD now.
Now, have you decided, or are you looking at a next single?
Oh, very top secret stuff here, man.
We couldn't possibly talk about it, but we could say that we're really, really very excited. I'm not going to cuss. We're really excited about the new songs, and we can't wait for you guys to hear them.
We definitely have some good stuff coming up.
Yeah, some stuff we're really excited about, so we're looking forward to everybody being able to hear that.
Now, this is your first year playing Dirt Fest, correct?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
How's it been so far at Dirt Fest?
It's been hot.
Yeah, it's been hot, but it's been great.
It's been fun,
you know,
man.
The Banana have been longtime supporters, and you've been a huge part of helping make that happen. So it's awesome. We're very stoked to be here, and stoked to be playing with so many cool bands as well.
Now, even though you guys are recording, I know that you're a non-stop touring band, and you've just done tons of tours with tons of great bands.
Yeah.
What's in the future right now for you?
A ton more touring, man. You know, we'll pretty much be touring till the end of the year, and then we'll go to New Zealand for a couple of months, I think, and do some shows down there. And it's been a full-on year, man. But I mean, we love touring. You know, we love playing live, and it's been awesome just to see, you know, people connect with the music. And you know, we're playing venues. We played the Machine Shop the other night, and pretty much everybody in there knew Love the Way You Hate Me, which is just an incredible feeling for us.
I see, after Dirt Fest, I see you're coming back through to Westland, Michigan, the Token Lounge.
Yeah.
And when is that date? Any idea?
That date is on our Facebook page. Yeah, you know, normally we'd know, but as you say, we've been kind of non-stop, so after a little
everything
while...
Everything becomes a blur.
Well, you just, especially once you factor in recording, you start to lose track of the days.
When you're looking at, you know, like, we have non-stop shows between now and then it's what, this date is the album release, this date is the this release, this date is the this, and it's just like, I'm not very good at dates and facts and figures.
That's
and
why we got into a band.
Whatever happened to the Butterfly Effect acoustic EP?
Well, the plan was to release Chaos Theory Part 2, and then the Butterfly Effect was going to be the combination of those two done acoustic. And of course, with the, we sat in New Zealand at the beginning of the year, and we kind of planned out the year, and it included making these records, making that Unplugged EP. And then the song just started doing well and started getting played on Octane a lot, and all of a sudden just the year just changed in an instant, and we've almost been playing catch up ever since. So we really want to do the Unplugged EP, but unfortunately we haven't found any more than 24 hours in the day, and at the moment we're about awake for about 22 of them every day, and we're working as hard as we can to get everything done. And once we get the album done, and once we get that, I mean, we love playing acoustic, man, so it's, yeah.
I do want to say one thing before I wrap this up, that as National Rock Review, we are very honored that you are playing our stage here at Dirt Fest. So I definitely want to thank you guys for making it to Birch Run, to Dirt Fest, and for playing our stage.
Well, I want
to
thank you, man,
to be playing
for
it, man,
all your support for a long time. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, Eric's been a huge part of us, you know, what's happened with us, and especially here in Michigan. So thank you, man. We love you, dude.
Not a problem.
And
thank you.
We look forward to playing the National Rock Review stage.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Let me...